USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And Schumer knows this, and Nancy Pelosi knows this, but they just don't want to give us the victory. I know for a fact. They said, you know what, we can't let them have the wall, because that would be another campaign promise fulfilled.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Missoula, Montana, saying Democrats are backing a caravan of people from Honduras heading here to the U.S. There are reportedly 4,000 in the group, including children, unclear who's paying the bill for food and water along the journey.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points, the Nasdaq dropping 157, and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A new report on the best cities to look for a job. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The job recruiting website Glassdoor.com coming up with its rankings based on the number of job openings in a city, the median income those jobs pay, and the city's median home value. And according to the website, with that formula, there are currently 92,000 available jobs in Pittsburgh, making it number one. St. Louis coming in at number two on the list, followed by Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Hartford, Connecticut.
I'm still playing. When I don't enjoy the game no more, I won't play no more. So I'm still in the lineup. I'm still playing. I'm still having a lot of fun.
Sports. LeBron James making his debut as an L.A. Laker.
I mean, I'm excited about the game of basketball. So no matter where I am, I'm always excited about playing a game that I love. And, you know, this is an opportunity for me to go out and play. So it's very exciting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump says it certainly appears missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi dead. The president briefed on the situation before flying to Montana for a Make America Great Again rally. There's a new book out on former President Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's Tim Berg interviewing the author. Here's his report.
Civility these days seems to be gone from politics, whether it's the left versus right on social media, the right versus left on TV, cable news, or even on the radio. We're against each other and divided as a nation. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bob Spitz. He's author of a new book titled Reagan, An American Journey. And one of the things I asked him was, what can we learn from Ronald Reagan regarding bipartisanship and how to work with each other?
I think more than anything that we owe Reagan is his ability to compromise. Look, he fought like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democratic Speaker of the House. But at the end of the day, they would meet in Reagan's office and chat companionably like two 70-year-old Irishmen and dip into his liquor cabinet. And they learned how to compromise, and they got things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The Nasdaq dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.